Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, and today we are reading from the Big Book. On page 13 in Bill's story, we will read the third paragraph down on the page. Today's readers are Brandy M. on the 12 Steps, Anita L. on the 12 Traditions, and reading the text are Penny L.C., Robin P., and Margaret D. The share ID numbers for the last two meetings are yesterday, Tuesday, October 27th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 15,642, or 15642. And for Wednesday, this morning, October 28th at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, the number is 15,651, or 15651. Our newcomer greeter today will be Karen L., and making announcements at the end of the meeting will be Leslie M., and Elaine B. will be turning the recording on and off. Thank you all. OA Preamble. OA, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Brandy M. to read the 12 steps of OA. Brandy?
Good morning. It's Brandy M., recovered compulsive overeater in Alberta, Canada. Step one, we admitted we are powerless over food and that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive readers and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for allowing me to do service. I'll pass.
Thank you, Brandy M. And Anita L., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA? Anita, are you there? Okay, I know Anita was having difficulties today. Margaret D., can you read the 12 traditions?
Go ahead, Anita L.
I'm sorry, this is Margaret D., and here are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Margaret D. And I'm not sure if Anita L. got on or not, but thank you, Anita, for your trying at least. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absent requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 13, the third paragraph down, and I will ask Penny L.C. to get us started. Penny, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. My schoolmate visited me, and I fully acquainted him with my problems and deficiencies. We made a list of people I had hurt or toward whom I felt resentment. I expressed my entire willingness to approach these individuals, admitting my wrong. Never was I to be critical of them. I was to write all such matters to the utmost of my ability. So just for context, Bill is in the hospital, and he, it's, my understanding is it's 1934, and he's 39 years old, and he is at his bottom. And in the paragraph before, we learn that he finally surrenders. He admits that he is powerless. Between himself and his higher power, he believes that there is a God that he can connect to, and he does so. And in doing so, he looks at his inventory and becomes willing. And from there, in this paragraph, Ebby comes to visit, Ebby T., his schoolmate. And also, we could technically say the first AA sponsor, since Bill created AA and Ebby was the one that led him to his recovery. So Ebby's there at his hospital bedside, and basically they're going through a fifth step. And then along with that, since Bill's already been declared his willingness to release his character defects in the paragraph before, then now he's also ready to make that list of harms that he's done and be willing to make those amends. So right there, in a very short number of sentences, we've got steps 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 9. And those are our action steps. Those steps are what brought me to freedom. I had to be willing. Willing to do the work, willing to take the action, willing to surrender, willing to do that searching and fearless inventory, admitting my wrongs, and being ready for my higher power to change me. And in the process, being extremely humbled. And I work on that humility daily, because I don't believe it's something that comes to me and is done and stays with me. I think I have to cultivate it daily between myself and my higher power to stay connected, to keep that relationship vital so that I can be directed by my higher power each day so that I don't have to fall back into those character defects. Or if I do, then I have a process by which to work through them. And here's the process that Bill worked through, which began to give him that freedom. And we are so blessed to have those steps to guide us. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny LC, for getting us started. Okay, I will now take names, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you haven't shared yesterday or Monday on this meeting, please share with us. Who would like to share?
Laura R.
Laura R.
Elaine C.
Elaine C.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Evan R.
Kevin R.
Evan for the E.
Oh, Evan. Sorry, Evan.
Robin P.
Robin P. I can take one more if there's one more. Okay, well, this is a good list to get started with. So I have Laura R., Elaine C., Elaine B., Evan R., and Robin P. Laura R., please start.
It's Amanda B. Can I join the train here?
Oh, Amanda B. Sure, Amanda, I got
you. Thanks so much.
Okay. Laura R., please get us started.
Great, thank you. This is Laura R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Colorado. Woof, I feel a little adrenaline this morning. I am, what a perfect paragraph. Yesterday, I did a fifth step with my sponsor. And, you know, first of all, I am in awe of what people in this program will do for one another. I know that she's doing this to, you know, secure her abstinence and her recovery, but what a gift. You know, I felt God in the room with her and I. You know, it's myself, it's God, and it's her, you know, another human being. You know, I admitted my wrongs to her. But more than that, you know, doing a four step is so amazing and I always have a lot of clarity. But the beauty is in fifth steps. You know, I am so glad we have the opportunity to express, you know, what was really going on, and then for her to share her experience with me. And there was so much that I could not see on my own and that I was able to see with her, you know, revealing some things to me. And, you know, what's so funny is I've been struggling for years being a mom. Like, I struggle being a mother. My mom did the best she could, but, you know, ultimately how I was raised was shame and blame. And again, I love my mom, but I think obviously that's how she was raised. So all I know how to do is if my son acts up, I just shame and blame. And what's so beautiful is being abstinent finally, putting the food down, and for me also caffeine, I'm able to do this work and finally be 100% abstinent and see my faults. And with my little kiddo, I had him on my inventory yesterday, and he was my first one that I did because it's been like the thorn in my side. And as I'm pointing the finger at him, the beautiful part is I was able to see everything that he does, I do too. And not only do I act like a six-year-old at times, but I with him, I act like a six-year-old, but with my husband is really where, you know, I was able to see, do I do the things that my son does? Absolutely. And I do it to my husband. And, you know, do I want what I want when I want it? So if my husband asks me to do something, I don't do it. I justify it because it's my husband. And you know, my sponsor was able to say, is this objectionable to you? Oh my God. Like, yeah. And it's so crazy how I thought that it's okay for me to behave like a flippin' six-year-old. I am not an adult. He does not have an equal partner. And that awareness. And then also my sponsor was able to say, hey, if you want to see change, you change. Are you willing to change? And do you know that you can't change on your own power? And I just, it was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, it's going to be scary because I'm like, this is a big work, you know? And now looking at the objectionable pieces of my life, there's probably so much more that I do that I really want to be able to, like, you know, look at, like, write down, okay, what do I do that is objectionable? Because I do want to see change in others, but I can't worry about that. I have to stop looking at them and look at me. And I am just so grateful that I just don't stop doing this work. I mean, I've done so many four steps. And that was just one piece of many things that was revealed yesterday. So, you know, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bob. You know, thank you that he had this, like, if, you know, it talks about later, like, maybe if this could help me, it could help others. Yes, it does. You know, and if you're new, please put the food down. I swear, you know, whatever it is that you just you put it down. It's so worth it. This process is so worth it because then it's into me. I see, like, I get to finally have relationships. I get to learn how to stop shaming and blaming. I get to learn how to take responsibility for myself. And again, you know, this is just scratching the surface, you know, one day at a time, and that'll pass.
Thank you so much, Laura R. Elaine C., please share with us.
Hi, my name is Elaine C. from Michigan. The word that really stuck out to me was entire willingness. He expressed his entire willingness, and that means to me 100% all in. I like to think of the words accept, A-C-C-E-P-T, and accept, E-X-C-E-P-T. And if I'm not 100% all in, then I'm going to say, well, I'm willing to do such and such except for this, or I'm willing to do my amends except for this person. I can't do that and recover. I have to be 100% all in, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Elaine C. And Elaine B., please share with us.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and everybody for your service and such beautiful shares already. So we're looking at the encapsulation, as was shared, of, you know, steps 8 and 9, and, well, actually 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And so, yeah, I had character defects. Yeah, I had a lot of people I didn't want to see. I had a lot of people I didn't want to have a relationship anymore. And it was all their fault until I realized my side of the street. Thank God we can learn that here. And when I gave my fifth step away, I realized, you know, my behavior was, you know, I blocked out my dad because of this and this and this. I blocked out my stepdad because of this and this and this. And I blocked out that boyfriend and this guy and this person. And I realized then when I saw that pattern that I had been blocking out an aspect of God. I prided myself at being a very devoted person to my God of my understanding, whom I love dearly. But I didn't know there was a whole aspect I had blotted out. And when I saw that, I had a spiritual awakening sufficient to bring about recovery. And yet, that isn't enough. We have to go to every length. We have to put that belief, that faith, that walk into action. And I was able to go to my Father on earth and make amends to him and continue to make living amends. And that canyon, that grand canyon that stood between my Father and the love he wanted to extend to me but I would not receive, and me, was completely filled to overflowing. And on exactly to the day, 7 years later, my Father went to be with our Heavenly Father, the God of my understanding, and I was just able to stand there knowing I had made amends to such an important person in my life. I was able to see and appreciate him. I was able to be there for him and now get to be with his wife. And, you know, this isn't easy, but, you know, his school friend guided him through. And I cannot thank my sponsor enough to help me see, to help me understand, to help me prepare, and then to help me walk out amends so that people I wanted to avoid, I wanted to block out, I can embrace and love. Not everybody I do, but at least I can stand face-to-face before anybody in ease, in comfort, and gratitude. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. Evan R., please share with us.
Hey, Evan R. here. I'm Southern California, recovered compulsive overeater. Grateful that I get to share. My sponsor wanted me to share each week to help participate in the meeting. And I, with this reading, I do like the history that someone shared earlier. That was pretty nice. I got to be one of the lucky ones that did go to the hospital for something other than the eating, but the eating was obviously addressed. And I also have done multiple 4 steps. And in that time, I was looking at it in the hospital, 4-step in a whole new way, where I was kind of run and hide kind of person. So I guess the outwardly harming of others was not a huge issue in my life, but someone, a friend that I made friends with, made me realize too that the people I didn't talk to, the people that I didn't help, or others that had reached out to me and I had either ignored them or moved away in a sense of fear, that was in a way wronging them or harming them. And then, you know, looking at all of these character defects in the same 4-step, I realized, you know, the things that I was running away from, those problems, were the problems that I had. And I just didn't want to address someone else's in fear that it would make me feel worse. So it's this very self-centered and selfish thing. And it kind of reminds me when I first did the 4-step, the first person I could think of who I harmed was myself. And it was, which is true, but, you know, it just shows that
as I've grown in the program, I've become less and less selfish. And I really like Bill's story for a lot of reasons. Since I joined Vision, went really in depth into the story, and you see a lot of, I see a lot of myself, but I also see just a lot of like how the program developed, and I really do appreciate it. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Evan R. Robin P., please share with us.
Thank you. Hi, this is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Tulum, Mexico, after the hurricane. I love this so much because it's so simple. These are the steps we took, and anyone can do them. And at first, when I came into the program, I thought, what if I'm the one person, which is self-centered fear, that this isn't going to work for? And these steps work for everybody. All we have to do is be honest, open, and willing. And I love that it says, I express my entire willingness, and never was I to be critical of them. I was to write all such matters to the utmost of my ability. And when I made my list, and then there was my stepfather had already died, and I wrote him a letter in church, and I left it there, and I knew that he got it. And because I had resented him so much. And so that was just so freeing. So anybody, if they're here or they're not here, I can still make an amends to them and be set free to live in steps 10, 11, and 12. And, I was looking at this also, and never was I to be critical of them. I was to write all such matters to the utmost of my ability. That comes up for me today, living in 10, 11, and 12. I've done so many 10 steps on my sister, who is one of my best friends and refuses to see us because of COVID. I don't know if she just never wants to see us because we travel. And, I just get to not be critical and not think critically. I get to surrender and just keep blessing her and being, showing up on the phone however I can, even though it feels so sad to me, it doesn't matter. I get to be of service to God and my fellows. And there are other people in my life who do want to see me. And that's what I get to focus on. And where can I be of service? And it's such a blessing to live my life of how can I be of service. And being abstinent and in recovery, I get to be of service to God and my fellows, which is so filling. It's so filling. The food never filled me. This does fill me. And God bless everybody with a very abstinent, blessed day. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Robin P. Amanda B., please share with us.
Hi, this is Amanda B. from Toronto, Canada. Wow, recovering by the grace of God. I had a sponsee the other day who just told me that she's gone off the map, and she said, have you ever done that your anxiety is so much that you can't do the steps? And my answer was, I came to program 17 years ago, and the one thing that it has done, no matter which version of the program I'm working or whatever, whoever sponsor I'm working with, has led me to a higher power of my own understanding, has given me like a new way of living. And so this passage is explaining a new way of living. And some days I feel recovered and some days I don't feel recovered. But one thing that's the most important thing to me is my relationship with my higher power and having access to a power greater than myself that little by little restores me to sanity. I was always hoping for this fall out of bed experience like Bill had, and I just didn't have that. But as I continue to work these steps, I like literally chip away at the whole David, the big statue, and become more beautiful and go towards what God wants me to be or what I think God wants me to be. It's just steps 8 and 9 are important. I know a lot of people tell me you don't make amends to yourself, but by not doing the self-destruction, that I used to do with the food, or even with just the self-sabotage or the post-food discussion or call the meanest sponsor I could find, blah, blah, blah. That in itself is leading me closer and closer to God. And so I'm grateful that there's the path to God. And then we also know, like, that's the path that we read and someone shared about entirely being ready. And just the honesty of the whole thing about when I'm entirely ready and when I'm not and this and that. But basically that the underlying premise for all of this is my relationship with the power greater than myself. And I really appreciate the steps and the, I don't want to say the steps, but it's actually the execution. How do I get there? And the whole strategy is to get me to God. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda B. Okay, I'm now ready to take some more names. Who else would like to share today?
Ida A.
Sherry H. M.
Ida A. Sherry H. M.
Kathy Z.
Kathy Z. Who else would like to share today?
Linda H.
Linda H. I can take a couple more.
Marilyn K.
Marilyn K.
Felicia D.
Felicia D. Okay, that's a great list. Let's see how we do. Ida A, Sherry H.M., Kathy Z., Linda H., Marilyn K., and Felicia D. Please share with us, Ida.
Oh, try that again. Good morning, everybody. This is Ida. Thank you so much for all of your service, and thank you for allowing these meetings to go on so we can continue recovery. Ida A., grateful compulsive overeater in northern British Columbia, who did not understand this information, this particular information, the first few times I went through it. That whole idea of acquainting somebody else with my deficiencies, I was raised that we don't talk about what we do wrong, that we hide that. So it has been a game changer to reread this. These beautiful words that really my goal is to continue to share where I have room for improvement, to continue to look for people I've hurt, and continue to look for times where my resentments grow. And if I'm willing to do that daily, miracles happen. I remember first seeing that word, the sentence, never was I to be critical. And I thought, what? What? My default mode is to judge you and probably all of your ancestors, you know? And so program has allowed me to see, no, never to be critical. And it's kind of like entire abstinence. It's really clear. Stop eating that crap, so you put the food down, and stop thinking that crap. And to really lead with that love and tolerance of others is our code. It is for all of you out there that are still eating and have COVID depression, it is a miracle to be a part of program. Put the food down, lean into the steps. It looks so simple in writing, and it's a miracle. Thanks for letting me share. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you very much, Ida A. Sherry H.M., please share with us.
Good morning, this is Sherry H.M., recovered compulsive overeater from Mount Vernon, Washington State. Oh, wow, I just love this, and thank you all so much for your service. You know, the last several months we've been sanitizing our hands repeatedly, and it's almost like I'm addicted and, you know, put it everywhere except under your armpits, right? So, anyway, we need to sanitize our hearts, and that's what this is about. This is about, to me, step 4 through 9, because this problem is so much not about the food. It's about my heart, my fear, my resentment, my dishonesty,
self-seeking, and for me, self-pity, which I have my black belt in if I'm not doing my steps. So anyway, that's what this reminds me of. And if I could just sanitize my heart, you know, as often as I'm putting on hand sanitizer, you know, then remember that I'm here to serve others and to love well. So anyway, thank you so much and have a great day, everybody.
Okay, thank you so much, Sherry H.M. Kathy Z., please share with us.
Good morning, everyone. This is Kathy Z. from Duval, Washington, compulsive overeater. And when I first started working the steps, probably like most of all of you, you're looking ahead. You're looking at the steps that are coming ahead from step one, and you're like, oh, no, I don't know about step four. I don't know if I want to go there. But I had the miracle after doing step three and, you know, surrendering. I just really felt like God met me there. I was so afraid and actually very irritable before I went into step four. I just felt this irritability. It was like I didn't want to, but I knew I had to. I spent years and years of my life just self-loathing and in self-hatred, that I was afraid that with this newfound 12-step program, I was gonna be able to get rid of all my addictions, and I was gonna be able to learn how to love myself and all of this. But then it was like, well, wait, if I do step four and I shine the light on all my defects, then I'm going to hate myself again. I don't want to do that. But like I said, after I did step three and really surrendered, and I just felt God come in and he helped push me forward. I was not by myself. I had God by my side. I had my sponsor. And I also had program, and I had all of you fellows that were there, and I could hear the hope in your voices of all of you that have done these steps before me and are doing these steps with me. And so I stepped right in. I did the work. I learned so much more about compassion for other people and things that I had done and lives that I had affected that I had no idea, that it actually gave me such a peace. It was such a blessing. And, you know, I've been in program since the end of April, actually middle of March, and I'm still doing amends. You know, I wrote them all down, and I couldn't address them all at the same time because that's not how it works. I just did an amends this weekend, and it was such a blessing and so relieving. And once I was able to make those amends, I just didn't harbor those feelings of resentment towards those people anymore. It was a healing. It was beautiful. And I'm so thankful for that. So thankful for these steps as a guideline for the rest of my life. So thank you, everyone, for your willingness to be a part of this recovery with me. And love you all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Kathy Z. Linda H., please share with us.
Hi, I'm Linda H. from Atlanta, from Fayetteville, Georgia. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm just, this is the first time I've ever shared on a vision for you, so I'm a little anxious and nervous. But anyway, this paragraph really spoke to me. I did a 4-step probably like 2 months ago, and I was amazed at the people that I harmed. I didn't realize what I was doing at the time and how ugly I was being. And it was just so wonderful to approach these people and make amends with them. They were so willing to receive what I said. And a couple of times, you know, a couple of them, we shared tears and hugs. And then that relationship developed a new plane. It went on a new, higher level. So there's everything's positive about this. I was really, hesitant of making an amends, of doing that when I saw that step coming up, like another person shared. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I'm not a talker. I'm a listener. And But anyway, the people I have made amends with have been very, very receptive. So I really appreciate this meeting, and I appreciate all the other shares. They've really been helpful to me. So thank you for this program, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Linda H. Please keep coming back. Marilyn K., please share with us.
Hello, I'm Marilyn K. from Beaverton, Oregon, and a phrase at the end that spoke to me today. It said that utmost of my ability. It's the first time I'm doing the 12 steps in Vision for You. I have been in OA and other programs that I have done the 12 steps, but I'm redoing it. And when I'm coming up with resentment towards my son who died 3 months ago and a friend of mine who died a year ago. And I have found that what's really helped me is as I let go of my resentments, I also say that they've done the best they could. You know, they're kind of like a friend of mine shared that we're all in life here and we all just try to do the best we can, and it helped me to forgive them and be able to let them go. And I'm also very happy with the Vision for You. I reached out to have a sponsor who was very receptive, and took me quite a while to figure out exactly how to do it, but just listened longer for the sponsors to be listed, and I did that, and it's very helpful. I really see God's doing for me what I'm not able to do for myself, and I also am very thankful for all that the leaders and people that make commitments and do 12-step work. So thank you very much, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Marilyn K. Felicia D., please share with us.
Hi, my name is Felicia D., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And I really like this paragraph. There's so much in it, it's kind of mind-boggling. But what stuck out to me was I fully acquainted him with my problems and my deficiencies. When I first got a Vision sponsor in July, it was a little different than I was used to in other programs, you know, and I thought we were going to be like best friends and like, I don't know, like this very fantasticalistic thing. And she's like on a mission, right? So I end up learning that we're on this mission together. But there was this part of me that was like, well, I'm not going to tell someone my worst stuff that I don't even like know that well. But when it came to do five, like I was just like, do I want to eat or do I want to do this? And I did. And it was just such a wonderful experience. I just felt like she was a ninja with understanding character defects, and she taught me so much. I learned so much from her. It was really a wonderful bonding experience. And it was only by facing that fear and being willing to do it that I could have all of that cleared and explained and filed in my head. It just, I don't know, it felt like it helped my heart. It felt like it helped my mind. I felt a lot closer to her, and I felt really rewarded by my higher power for walking through that, because in the beginning, I know that I was like, I'm never doing that. I'm so grateful that because I did that, I have a good list that I was able to turn over to my higher power, and I'm working on amends now, and have written my letters and had her go through them with me, which was so helpful to have a sponsor so that I could rewrite some of them so that I was really sure I've made appointments and I'm ready to go. And I just feel like my higher power is revealing to me things that I just never thought I could see or know. And it's Halloween and I'm not triggered. Like, I just didn't think I could have neutrality around the food at Halloween. And so there's a lot of people that may be struggling. I just wanted to tell you, I came back after a 25-year relapse, and I feel like God is doing for me and my sponsor and Vision what I just didn't have the ability to stick with and do. And I'm so grateful that you are all here, and thank you so much for your service today.
Rita P.
Thank you very much, Felicia D. Okay, we actually have time for one and maybe two more shares. Who would like to share?
Wendy PB.
Wendy PB.
Margot P.
Margot P. Okay, thank you both. So why don't we say 2 minutes for each of you just to make sure we don't run over. Wendy PB, please share with us.
Thanks. Hi. I'm Wendy PB, compulsive overeater, abstinent today by the grace of God in this program. I just finished my fourth step 2 days ago, and yesterday morning I was taking my hour to go over it and make sure that I didn't forget anything and making some notes about my fears. This is not my first four step. I have many years in another program, and I've done many four steps, but this is my first abstinent fourth step. And by the grace of God, I have a character defect, a couple of them, that have just caused me tons of trouble over the years. But I've never been able to understand or let go of. And I was able to, for the first time, see the source of those character defects and see how they were linked to some abuse that I suffered as a child. And for the first time, I was able to see that it wasn't my fault, that this was a reaction that I have to something that happened to me, and that it was useful to me at one time. And when I do my fifth step, I will have the opportunity to share that and I'll let it go. And some amends that I was convinced that I needed to make because I felt so guilty about some things that happened, I realized I didn't necessarily do anything wrong. I just felt badly about something that happened. And that's not the same thing. Where I've done things wrong, I will make amends, I have no doubt, because I know how this program works. But I'm so grateful, and there are no coincidences that today we're talking about this particular paragraph, and so many people have shared on their fourth and fifth step. That's been so helpful to me. And
that's,
I think that's
fine.
Time. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wendy PB. And Marco P., please take us out today.
Oh, it's Margot. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm grateful to be on this call and listen to the big book and working on the big book and listening, because I'm grateful to be absent for today, and I just needed to hear that. I haven't shared about 2-3 weeks, and I said, I gotta claim my seat. And here everybody's recovering on this journey, because, you know, I could not do it alone, and having that power with my higher power 24-hour with me. And I also have lost a son like 3 months ago, and I'm grieving, but I'm just grateful that I'm not into the food, because that's where it would take me. You know, and I come from 225 pounds, and I don't want to go back there. So I'm just grateful to be on this call and everybody sharing experience, strength, and hope. It's Margot, compulsive overeater from Florida. Bye.
Thank you very much, Margot P. And thank you to everyone who shared and who listened here today. I'm very grateful for all of you. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Robin P., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you. I'm Robin P., a grateful recovery compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask during your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. and clear away the records of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.